In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed are they that search out his testimonies. With their whole heart shall they seek after him. That is the second verse of Psalm 118. It's in the first octave of verses. The first eight verses start with the letter Aleph, which means leader or science. And each succeeding octave starts with the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So this is the longest acrostic in the Bible. And it is full of couplets. Just about every single verse is a couplet where something is said and that it is either amplified or perhaps it is the opposite is said. Most of the time it's an amplification. And so that's what happens here. If you say this psalm over and over every day, it starts to really just get into your bones. And these amplifications from the couplets just seem to be something that's very enlightening and comforting and invigorating. So I recommend to you again that you start saying this psalm. If you can't do all 176 verses every day from the three stasis, then do one stasis a day. And you will benefit greatly from this psalm. So the first part of the couplet is, blessed are they that search out his testimonies. And then it is amplified quite a bit. With their whole heart shall they seek after him. These first three verses, according to Saint Theophan the Recluse, are the degrees of attainment of perfection, basically the steps by which we are attaining perfection. So, blessed are they that search out his testimonies means that we are looking for something. We are doing something that is active, that is intense, that is focused. Because if you don't search for something in a focused way, you'll never find it. But then it says, with our whole heart shall they seek after him. One can search for something, but not wholeheartedly. One can also search for something, but in a partial way, even though you think you're searching for it completely. There are two ways to search and seek after God. There is with the mind and with our deeds. Both of them are necessary. And if we are to truly search out God with our whole heart, then we will live according to what we are learning as we search. Now, when we search with the mind, there are two ways with the mind. One, we have no control over. It's only when grace visits us. And of course, grace, a good definition in one of our classes was, grace is the presence of God. The active, empowering, fiery, peaceful, powerful presence of God in our lives at that moment in a way that is experienced by us. And that, when that happens to a person, then the mind is brought up into the heights of theoria. I hope I'm saying that correctly. But that's something we can't control. That's something that perhaps none of us will ever reach, or perhaps only occasionally. When we are with our mind, the Greek word, the high part of the soul is the nous, brought up to experience the things of God, such as that St. Paul talked about in the third heaven. But we do other things with our mind that we're fully capable of doing. We meditate upon the scriptures. We read the Psalter. We have a prayer rule. We do daily reading, reading the fathers. Those are all things that are done with our mind. They are part of our searching. All of it should be part of our searching. Don't ever read the Bible just because it's interesting. Don't ever read the fathers because they're interesting. You read holy things because you are searching. You're searching for wisdom, which of course, searching for God. Now, there is a danger to these things because learning stuff about God doesn't save. But incorporating the things we learn about God with our mind into the way we live that saves. And that is the second part of the verse. So we should be reading the scriptures. If you're not reading the scriptures, you better start. If you're not reading them very much, you better read them more. If you're not reading the Psalter regularly, you should start. If you have chance to read the Holy Fathers, especially some of the Holy Fathers that really are pastoral, not so much so technical, then you should do that too if you can. But first read the scripture, especially the Gospels and the Psalter, before you start reading all of these complicated Holy Fathers. But reading these things, we must apply. They must come into our hearts. Now, the other way to search after God that I touched upon but didn't say explicitly is our deeds. So we search it with God with our mind and with our deeds. So when you're doing something, there's a purpose to it. The reason why you do what your boss tells you is not because he can fire you. The reason why is because you should be obedient to him as unto Christ, and you should do it for the good of your soul. The reason why you should do the dishes when you don't feel like doing them is because it is for the good of your soul, because you're seeking after God. Now, I've done that before. I've also not done it before. I've seen the dishes and I didn't feel like doing them. But I thought about, I'm seeking after God, and I did them. Now, my wife is here, so she can tell you that that doesn't always work. I don't always do that. But there are times when it happens. And there are blessed times. It doesn't make the dishes any easier. But it's profitable. It's not just doing dishes that are going to get dirty again in a couple more minutes, probably, it seems. It seems like there's a dishes gremlin that just dirties up dishes. His name is not me, I believe. But when we do dishes, when we do anything, if we do it unto the Lord, that is part of our seeking, our searching diligently with our whole heart. So our mind must perceive things in the scriptures and the Holy Fathers and then apply them. I'm telling you, this works. I wish I did it a lot more when I was younger. I do it a lot more now, and I still don't do it enough, not even close. But if you can apply this idea that everything you do is to search after God, then it's not mundane work. Whether it be dishes or sweeping the floor or anything else, it's not mundane. It's for the purpose of seeking after God. Now, why do we do things like this? To seek after God. Our deeds, they attract God's grace. This is true. Now, of course, we can't be saved by our works. Everybody knows that. But when you are attempting to follow God's word, to follow his law, his commandments, by applying it to your life, when God sees you doing this, even if you do it badly, even if you do it partially, God's grace visits you. Of course, God's grace probably is the wrong way to put it, because God's grace really means grace, meaning God visits you. And you're enlightened by him. So the next time you want to slander someone and the thought comes up in your mind and you keep it from going out of your lips, God sees that work. When you do something you don't feel like doing, God sees that work. Whether it be in your mind only or whether it be also with your body, God sees it, and his grace, himself that is, visits you. And with grace comes illumination. Only with grace. There is no illumination without grace. Without God visiting the soul, we know nothing at all. So our deeds should be thought of, perhaps you can think of them as nectar, which attracts the bees, which attracts God. So this is our life, to search after God, to search out his testimonies, and with our whole heart to seek after him. We do it by application of our mind in a formal way, saying our prayers, having a prayer roll, reading the Psalter, reading the Gospel,
reading the Holy Fathers, coming to the services and attempting to pray, listen and hear? Do we also do it with our deeds? So there's nothing that we do during the day that should not be an application of this verse. May God help us to do this. Lots of examples of searching in the scriptures. The parables of the kingdom of heaven are replete with them. The treasure that is hidden in a field. The lost piece of silver that the woman searches after diligently and finds. The pearl of great price. And perhaps, using a little bit of license here, the lost sheep, which really applies in a different way. But since the Lord diligently searches after us, we should diligently search after him. May God help us to apply this psalm to everything we do in our life and do in every way to search out his testimonies and with our whole heart seek after him. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.